Hello there, and welcome to Six Figure Certified, the podcast hosted by IGC. My name is VP Wright, and I'm the Digital Marketing Manager for IGC overall, or the IGC Coaching School. And we're here with the fabulous, the wonderful, the outstanding Kendall Daly. And I just saw you like not even 2 days ago. If y'all recognize Kendall, she has been on the podcast once before. It was on episode 12 of season 3, which was all on diversifying your IGC credentials or certification with the ICF credentials. And she is the expert for that. But that's not why we have her on the podcast today. We have her on the podcast today because she is easily one of the most loving, kindest, powerful coaches we have on our one-on-one team. And I can say that because she has coached me. And we'll talk about that a little bit today, but I'm going to stop talking about you, Kendall, and I'll let you introduce yourself to everyone else.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? I'm Kendall Daly, Leaders Rising, our Level 2 graduate coordinator. I help people figure out what's next in their coaching journeys. I am deeply entrenched in credentialing. So if you have any credentialing questions, I'm always here to answer those and help you walk along the journey, as well as mentor coaching. So, you know, I also love helping people find their clarity around their purpose and passions so that they can move forward with confidence and ease that they wouldn't have had.
Yes, I love that. So our theme this month here at IGC is love. It's a big theme in our membership, the Six Figure Circle. It's a theme in all of our content for the month. Obviously, it is the month of love. It is also Black History Month. It is a powerful month indeed, the month of February. And it's also the shortest month we have, which is hilarious. And we wanted to really focus on the various aspects of love and how it has an impact on coaching. And today we want to cover the 5 ways to coach with love. I wanted to share our story, Kendall, because the weekend we met, and I think the most pivotal moment we had in the start of our relationship, honestly, was the time that we were sitting outside on the stair stoop in Tampa, Florida. And I was going through, at that point, the hardest time in my life. I was about making a decision around whether I should, you know, end my marriage or not. And I had gone through my second full year as a Six Figure coach and was feeling a lot of weight. And you showed me so much grace and kindness, but also accountability in my actions and what I wanted for myself. And so I wanted to just highlight you and, you know, how did you feel coaching me through that? Because of course I can talk about how I felt, but how did you feel as you were approaching that moment? Because we barely knew each other and yet you showed up so fiercely for me.
Oh, thank you so much. I love people and community and connection are my like go-tos, my core values. But I think something big for me is like this nurturing, you know, background that I have. So how it's easy for me to show up for people in that, because that has been something that has been part of me. I can't even remember where it began, probably in childhood with some of the things that I went through. It was always about, you know, making sure everybody was okay. So I always say, you know, I'm kind, but tough. So like you said, you know, I showed up, I gave you space, I was loving, if you will. And I also held you accountable. I asked the hard questions and I did that with love. So clearly you felt it. And part of like my coaching style, right? Like I know sometimes we have to do hard things. I know that sometimes I have to ask hard questions. And when those questions are asked, it's all about delivery as well. You know, how are you showing up with love? How are you helping others? How are you creating awareness? How are you living? Right? So those are just some of the ways and the concepts. Like when I think of how I show up with love, if I do all things with love, and allow love to lead the way? How does that set the tone for the partnership? It creates trust and safety, and it allows for people to grow on a level that maybe they weren't expecting, because when you fully trust, and even in a short conversation, we had this chemistry, although that it allowed for you to really like do a deeper dive internally and think about what was next for you. And then, you know, now seeing you 2.5, 3 years later, you keep bringing that conversation up, and who knew the impact that it would have had, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's easily one of the biggest, like for me, I categorize it as a very transitional point in my life. And it was also a strange feeling because I was like, I don't even know this woman, but like, I feel like God, spirit, universe just used her to like wake me up into where I needed to be. And now, you know, here we are 3 years later, and we both work on, the IGC team together. And, you know, we just got out of the Leaders Rising Retreat, which I want to talk about a little bit too, before we get into the, you know, the five ways, because y'all, I wish you could have seen, and I'm probably going to actually showcase some videos of Kendall kicking absolute butt this weekend, because she was able to lead a group of, I believe it was 17 women that were there.
19 women.
19.
Yeah.
What the heck? Like 19 women, all of us of various different ages. Inside the core itself, I believe like the youngest may like be in their like early 30s, and the oldest is like in their 50s, 60s, right? So group of incredible women from all over the country coming together, and Kendall is just like fierce. Like she is so fierce and on it, and like very unwilling to let people doubt themselves, while simultaneously you can tell that she knew every single woman in the room, every single woman in the room. And it just goes to show that whether it's in a container that's one-on-one, which I know you do with multiple women inside of, you know, the IGC coaching school, whether it's through mentor coaching where they hire you for other services, or a group of 19 people, it can be done. So I would love to, you know, talk with you about what is your strategy, the five ways to coach with love, if you will, that you can guide, you know, our listeners through today to show it better, you know, for their clients.
Absolutely. Thank you, babe. The Leaders Rising Retreat is always my favorite time of year. All those years ago when I went to my very first retreat, it was life-changing for me. And the Leaders Rising program has been life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. I grew my confidence. I gained clarity. I knew I wanted to be a mentor, coach, and trainer. And I walked out of there with a whole heck of a lot more. And currently am working in my dream job. So I get to lead and nurture and pour into all of these women and watch them walk along their journey of transformation that I myself did. So I feel very, very blessed. And thank you for, you know, acknowledging me and talking about some of the things that occurred this weekend. So how to lead with love, or one of the things I always say is that makes my heart sing. So what makes your heart sing? And when you are tapped into that, it helps you walk through your days with clarity and confidence in what you do and how you do it. And what makes your heart sing doesn't have to be super expensive things. They can be things that cost very little or nothing at all. But when you're clear on that, and you make, you have moments each day where you're like, that makes my heart sing. That makes my heart sing. Then it's almost like it becomes more abundant, if you will. So in leading with love, or whether I'm coaching or in spaces, it's always showing appreciation or acknowledging someone, recognizing whether they're working with me one-on-one or in spaces, acknowledging and recognizing their efforts. What have they achieved? What is something they're good at? And maybe they haven't noticed that yet, and they need an external source to share that with them. It needs to be heard. So what's, why is that so important? It helps boost people's confidence and it also motivates.
I love that. Oh my God, that's beautiful. I think there's, especially when it comes to appreciation, right? I think people, especially women, because that's primarily who we're talking to. Oh my gosh. We don't get appreciated enough. Do we? It's like I know as moms, and I'm speaking for myself as a mother, I feel like I do step on step on step over and over again. And I could do it selfishly because I'm a mom and that's what I'm supposed to do. But like, there's also a space where I would like to get some appreciation every once in a while. You know what I mean? But I think like there's definitely a need, and I love how that's your first step, like appreciation, taking the time to say like, you know, that makes my heart sing. I appreciate you for showing up for yourself. I absolutely love that. That's powerful. What would be your next step after the appreciation piece?
Absolutely. My next step is, you know, always offer encouragement, support what your clients said they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're supporting them, that helps them overcome their fears and doubts. It also, when you're supporting them, it's taking a stand for what they said they wanted. So that's the, you know, support, be nurturing and kind, but also sometimes the tough, right? You said you wanted this. How is what you're doing or how you're showing up actually getting you closer to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be funny sometimes, like, what am I missing here? But as coach, maybe there's a connection and I don't know. And if I don't ask that question, I'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
It also creates that for the client too, right? Like, oh, what is, how is this connected? Let's see. When they are appreciated or they are called up, it can also help motivate them.
Mm.
It, does it get them back on track or does it keep them on track?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I saw a lot of that this past weekend too. Like that piece of accountability where it's like, but that's not what you said you wanted. Like, let's go back to that, to the original point. Like, what did you actually say you wanted?
Absolutely.
How is that actually applying to that? And that feels a little bit more high gradient in your coaching style too. You're not letting them off the hook for what they say they're going to do. And you're allowing them to be motivated. You're helping motivate them to get back on track and say, hey, okay, with this encouragement and, of course, my accountability, and I have someone on me to say, hey, like, I know you can do this. Like, hey, don't forget what you wanted. Hey, here are your goals. You know, you can make it happen for yourself. How can I help you? I think all of that is so powerful.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Okay, so we have appreciation. We have encouragement. That third step, what would that be?
Be understanding and flexible. Uh-huh. So what's coming up? What does each client need? You know, so what's in my toolbox? And what techniques and tools do I use? And make them customizable.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Each and every person shows up differently. So you're not going to do the same thing in every call, right?
Yeah.
Their goals, their needs, their dreams, their desires, they're all different. So adapt. Going back to what I said earlier, when you're adaptable and you create a safe space, it allows for clients to trust. And when clients trust, they get the most movement and they are create the ability to really go deeper and show up in the way that allows for them to move forward in the direction that they desire.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a big fan of customization. I have a problem with it, actually. I have a problem. I may customize too much. I think it showcases to your clients that you care. Like,
absolutely.
Being able to say, like, hey, like, how can I show up for you here? Or what do you need right now? Like, this process isn't on all, you know, in one solution. We can change things around to be better for you, but you have to communicate with me, like, where I can help you. And I think that's also where, like, you know, going in and asking questions to gain understanding is also great as well.
Which leads me right into the next one, is like, have a listening ear. So are you really hearing what's being said? What questions do you have to ask? In coaching, we use the term active listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you actively listening? What awareness, when you ask the right question back, are you creating for the client? Getting a better and deeper understanding of them, their perspectives. It also allows for shifts. So we're shifting mindsets, right? And when we shift mindsets, we help people create possibilities.
Yes. Okay. Y'all, I have to give a book recommendation on that, actually, because I literally just read a great book that came out last year by Tinks, and it's called The Shift. And it's about, like, relationships, dating, self-love, etc., which is very appropriate for this month. So I'll put it in the show notes. But it quite literally reminds me of her strategy in the book that she did. She would, you know, go through and talk about a story that she went through, give the lesson, and then at the end of the lesson, it would be the shift. And the shift would be, here's this one mindset, and to here's where you could be or what you want it to be, right? And I think that's exactly what you just said. Like, you know, if the mindset, let's say we're working with, like, a woman who wants to create a better relationship with her body or herself, right? And she has, like, a negative self-talk that she's working through. Coaching her through that shift would be, okay, well, if you're saying right now that, you know, you don't feel safe in your body, how can you shift from, I have a lack of safety in myself, or I have a lack of safety in my body, into I love myself, I'm understanding myself, right? And the step to get her to point A to point B would be actually listening to what she's saying and then reflecting that back to her, which, you know, it goes into the practice of the coaching skills. But I love that you incorporate that into your framework already, because it's something that you're constantly looking for, right? So I absolutely love that. And I think that would probably go into your next point pretty well, right? The last point.
Perfect. You know, provide constructive feedback, share a reflection, help them learn from where they are. I don't like to use the word mistakes, but help them learn perhaps why they're stuck. Or how is this serving you? And often they'll tell you it's not. So help me understand a little more why you want to stay here. And they really don't want to stay there, right? But sometimes as we're shifting, they do stay there. They are stuck. So help them learn from that. Help them understand why. And when they can reach that, this will help them grow and improve and take steps forward. I often say, right, like I've used it a lot over the weekend. I often say, I remember Liv sharing with me when I was in a group coaching session, but if you were going to open the door today and take one step over the threshold, what would that be this week? That's with love and kindness.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you are coaching, if you're an active coach right now, I hope y'all wrote down those questions, because damn, if I were a client right now, I'd be like, oh, I don't know why I'm staying. But that's the power of coaching, right? Like, being able to ask really powerful questions and have the client for themselves, like, sit there and be like, yeah, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. Like, I have to be able to get out of this mindset. I have to unstuck myself.
Mm.
And then the game plan would be to have them shift. It sounds like just based off of those five steps, you know, and those five different ways you can coach with love, that the love in itself is holding the client accountable to what they want for themselves, truly.
You know, what they want, what they even think they want, versus what do they really want. And, you know, often they'll start with these ideas and these dreams and these goals, and along the way, it might shift a little.
Yeah.
The path in coaching, that's the one thing I love the beauty of coaching is, it's not linear.
Yeah.
Not a straight line. It is definitely a curvy path. In that curvy path, though, we learn so much about ourselves that it allows for the most optimum growth. You can still get there as quick as you might want to. You're still creating awareness and loving and learning and holding yourself to a higher level along the way. Coaching is so powerful because it's a partnership. It's an accountability. It's 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all about you. And it's safe, confidential, and non-judgmental. And that's where, like, the love comes in, right? Not judging you. This is your safe space. Let's do this and get some stuff done.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, this just fired me up so much. Oh, I love this. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for coming on and for explaining this. I told y'all, like, Kendall, she is easily one of the most loving, caring, and I will also use the word badass people. Like, I have had the pleasure of meeting, and I wish y'all could have been, you know, with us this weekend, because it was so much fun, and I love being in her energy. But then also, it's like, being able to be coached by her, which if you haven't done that yet, please like book a consultation with her and do it, because it's an experience. Kendall is someone who loves hard, very hard, and she loves her clients deeply and just wants to see the best in you and the best in yourself. And I love watching her coach because she is a powerful vessel. Like I said, the universe uses her really well. And outside of being a phenomenal mom and business owner, she's a deep and fierce friend, a very incredible person to work with. And I'm so happy that you came on today. Can you let the audience know how they can work with you or find you, even that?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Kendall M. Daly. You can find me on the IGC page, the one-to-one coach, and book a call with me. I would love to learn more about you, see, you know, how I can lead with love and help you accomplish your goals and dreams and desires, and take a stand for you and not let anything get in the way. So thank you so much, V. It's been a pleasure to be here with you today. And, I look forward to spreading more love and, you know, calling more people up.
I love that. Yes. No, thank you for being here. Y'all, if this episode called out to you and you were like, okay, yes, I really need to just learn more about IGC, about Kendall, about what the art of coaching, especially coaching with love, looks like, I want to invite y'all to come join us at Open House. It's on February 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe both myself and Kendall will be there. Absolutely. So whether it's in the chat or on camera, you can come say hi to us. You know, IGC has changed both of our lives. I came into IGC from coach training. Kendall came in without coach training, and she was the first person we had come in who was trained at a different program and then come into Leaders Rising. And now we have women from all over who do the exact same thing because she was the freaking example, and you can see why. She's amazing. So, you know, I want to invite you to come and hang out with us. If this really like piqued your interest, book an admissions call, and you can ask one of our admissions advisors about what it's like to be in coach training. And we'll see y'all then and on the next episode that we have next week. Bye, y'all.